Starting isn't the hard thing. Keep going is the hard part.
Hello.
So I want to know things like your motor, your engine, why you do. But before I want to know that, I want to know, why are you funny? Like, why?
Why am I funny?
Let me explain this a little better.
I'm about to say, I don't even know why I'm funny.
Explain this a little better. Most people find they're funny as like a defense or coping mechanism, right? Like they're chubby or they're ugly. And so when people pick on them, they develop thick skin and they start jabbing back and then they build up their skill. Other people were just bullies. They were always, you know, wisecracks. They were always the class clown. That's my lane.
Who was a bully?
I was quick-witted. So when everybody else was on the same speed,
that explains
I was picking on people. But what I want to get at for you is, right, like for women, it's usually the first one. There's like an ugly duckling stage. Now for you to be one of the finest females on the entire internet.
Well, thank you.
And funny.
Well, thank you.
And funny. When were you ugly?
Well, if you, if to
I
answer
want to know
your
the
question,
year, the period, when were you goofy?
To answer your question, I feel like it wasn't like an ugly duckling stage that I went through. It was mainly, I don't know. I just had, so in high school, I had like a small group of friends and I was very shy.
Tell me,
like
about,
I,
tell me about the group.
Okay. So my group was a group of, it was what? One, two, three, four, five.
You know, they're watching this.
I
like,
know, right?
You forgot Kiki.
Right. So it was a group of five of us.
Okay.
And
what y'all call yourself?
You know what's crazy? We actually had a name.
Yes,
and
you
I
did.
Can't my so we had like a, it was like a rap group, we would say.
Okay.
And I was Jay Fizzle.
Okay.
Fizzle, so Jay Fizzle Product Shizzle. That's what we are.
Product Shizzle.
Listen, we was it was high school. This explains why I was goofy, because I was weird. So yeah, we just had a small group, and outside of that group, I was like, I had friends, but I was always a shy person. Always. And to this day, I'm still shy.
To this day.
To this day, I'm still shy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that just having comedy, it gives me like an alter ego. Like what the person you see online is definitely, it is, but it's not me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very shy. I'm very calm. So when people see me in person, they're like, oh, I was expecting the girl online. But I just use
that's
that.
That's not even fair of y'all to do that.
It, listen, I've gotten that so many times.
She's in the comfortability of her own home, recording on her own. She's very comfortable and pressed to record and let you into her world.
Exactly.
And she don't know you. It's cold.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how cold she tried to be with me.
Oh, gosh.
I met her, and she was like, hi, nigga.
You a lie.
In person
I
at
did like
y'all, your house. I came in. You literally were like, nigga. Like, that's how
no,
you
No, I did not.
And I ran over like, joke, joke, joke. And I picked you up, and you were like, who is this nigga? And that's when we were cool. I was like, I'm not taking no, we're
well,
not
see,
gonna
no,
meet
I,
slowly,
no,
nigga.
It wasn't,
I like you, Kev. I like
explain,
your brain.
Let me explain. It wasn't like a hi. It was like probably like a hi. Like
same shit.
No, it's not.
It wasn't like a hi. It was like a hi.
No, you made it seem like I had an attitude. I was just probably on something like, hey, how you doing?
You do be having an attitude. You I didn't say
what?
You
no.
did at that point, but don't act like you ain't got no attitude.
I don't have an attitude.
Yeah, you don't. You just got a
now
strong,
I'm about to have an attitude.
Yeah, no. Jazz will jab your bitch ass. Don't get it twisted.
No.
But we went from like literally not knowing each other to me running up on 10 and then us being, she was like, okay, stop, like that.
Well, you
to,
had that personality though. Like,
to like chicken, fish, was it a fish sandwich? Chicken sandwiches?
Chicken sandwiches.
Yeah, you made a little South Carolina chicken sandwich.
I think I remember that. It was, there was these little chicken patty things.
Listen how country this is.
They sell them at Walmart. These little chicken patty things. And when I first moved out here, I was broke as hell. So, you know, you go to Walmart, I had the little chicken patties. And, I mean, I still get them to this day. It don't mean nothing.
I was going
to
say, this had nothing to do with how much money.
I know. I mean, I'm just saying.
Because the way you made it, like, it was crunchier than a Jack in the Box chicken sandwich.
Listen.
And more juicy than a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. Like, while everybody was beefing over Popeye, she was like, let me go to this house and turn this oven on 350.
Listen,
like, she's got the plug.
Yeah, because they're inexpensive. So that there, I was like, shoot, come on, bring them on. And I was living off of them, and
right.
I made you some.
But to me, it was a testament to who you are, because in this city, a lot of people are selfish, and sharing is the last thing they do. And on our first or second interaction, you're like, you want a chicken sandwich? I was like,
oh now it went from hey to, do you want a chicken sandwich?
Oh, we're good.
Well, there we go. Look, cheers to that, then. Cheers to the chicken sandwich.
Logo. So,
these are cute. I need something like
I want to hear more about the Jazzy Fizzle Product Shizzle and the rest of the gang.
It was a group of five.
Okay.
And we would like do these little raps and all this other stuff. So.
You rapped?
I love to rap, actually. You still now don't do? Get don't put me on the spot with no freestyle.
I'm not gonna put you on the spot. Do one of your high school J-Fizz's
possessions. Oh, I barely remember the name of our group. How am I gonna remember one of our raps?
I just feel like.
So I'm on Nate Jackson's show. You know how it go. You thought I was really about to flow.
Meanwhile, all that shit rhymed though. She's like, you thought I was really, you were still spitting.
Yo, I really do like to rap though.
That's what's up. We're gonna have to do a cipher.
Let's go.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
So you had this situation in, this was high school.
Yeah.
And you had your, call it whoopee group. That's what my mom called it.
Okay, whoopee group.
You had your whoopee group, mm-hmm. and you had your road dogs. You knew who was the point guard, who was this, who was the driver, who was the drinker, who was the, you had your group.
Mm-hmm.
And in that group, you guys were allowed to just be y'all and be goofy or whatever. And then on the outside, they can look in, but you weren't shy with your group. You
right.
Got it. So your funny was essentially groomed in that space of them.
It was. And I used comedy as a way to like, be comfortable with other people, like to make them laugh. I feel like that made them more comfortable and me less like socially awkward, I guess, mm-hmm. to say. So that's really where it came from.
That's exactly
right. And nobody really knows that, to be honest with you. I feel like this is my first time actually, even to myself, like, dang, you really made me think, like, dang, that's probably where it really stemmed from, because I was never that kid in childhood.
We're not fucking around up here.
I was never the kid in childhood that grew up like being funny or nothing like that. I think it was just like a coping mechanism, like, let me make them laugh and maybe it'll be, you know.
Did you record anything?
No, I didn't start recording stuff till like Vine came out, when I really got started in 2015.
Okay, so who's your anchor in your family? Like, who's the person that was like, she's not just making dumb videos, this is gonna be something? Who had the vision outside of you?
It's a tie between my mom and my dad. So they both had like when I went to them and was like, you know what, I'm gonna quit my job, I'm gonna move to LA, continue these skits, and like go 100% into entertainment. They were like, okay.
Yeah, but you made your decision late.
What you mean late?
A lot of people say fuck it and just dive and they don't even have no wings.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, but you had already gone viral a couple times before you were like, I think there's some traction.
Well, that's true. That's true. I did go viral a couple times before. Well, that's when I really took it seriously too, because I was just doing it for fun.
Right.
I was just putting it out there, and when I seen it was going viral, I was like, oh, snap. Okay, well, let me make another one. Then the other one went viral. I was like, okay, maybe I can make like a career out of this. And then that's when I took it serious.
Did you do research on the career side of it before you jumped in?
Hell no.
So you had no idea if you made any money. You were just like, let me tell you what, I'm going to give. How long did you give yourself to do this experiment?
What, like move out to LA?
To say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to follow it for, and if don't none pop, I'm going to be right back here, mama, daddy. So how long did you give yourself?
Well, so okay, so let me do the backstory.
Yeah.
So I came to LA 3 times before I made the decision.
What?
To move out.
Like
here.
To visit?
Yeah, so okay. I visited. So the first time was for business. So that's where my mind was really clicking, like, okay, I
what
can make
industry?
Some. It was like a commercial for Nick Cannon. It was Radio Shack. Tonio hooked me up with it.
Incredible headphones?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I came out here for
that.
That's
when I first saw you.
Was it?
You didn't need to know that, but yeah. I was like, who the fuck was that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
In the commercial.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, well, we
you
learned something
when I saw the commercial?
Well, I mean, I thought you were talking about me.
No, like, I saw it. Like, have you ever seen a person in a commercial like, yo, who was that? Like, you know.
Right, you couldn't even really. I mean, you could see me, but it was
I saw you. The big goofy lady in the Geico commercial, the big light skinned lady. You know what I'm saying? Okay. She's in all the Geico commercials. Like, the lizard's like, what would it take for me to get some pie? She's like, bah!
Oh, yeah.
That's what it would take for you to get some pie, baby. Like, she stood out like that, and it was a quick moment. And I was like,
a talking role.
Like, still, I was like, whoa. And that was the first time I saw you.
Oh, well.
So what's the second time you came to LA?
The second time, hey, you really got me thinking. I know what it was. The second time was just to come out here and collab. Because by that time, I want to say Pat and Cornell were living out here.
Okay.
And I was like, you know, I'm just going to just buy a trip out here and just collaborate with them. So second was mainly collaboration. And then by the time I came out here the second time, I was like, damn, I seen everyone moving out here, taking their chances. I said, you know what, I'm going to do the same thing.
Okay.
And I did it. Well, okay. So second time I said, I want to move out here.
Yeah.
I went home, discussed it with my parents, said I want to move out here. The third time was me looking for an apartment. So that was the breakdown of it. And I really gave myself, so when I moved out here, I was like, I said a year.
That's usually what it is.
I said the first year, if I'm hurting, at least I could fall back on my degree. But if I'm hurting and can't pay rent, because, you know, rent out here freaking crazy compared to South Carolina. So I said, I'm giving myself a year. If it don't work out, then I'm just go back home and
make chicken sandwiches.
Okay.
$3 a pop.
Okay.
You'd have just as much money.
There you go. Hey, so, I could sell them if they was that good.
I'm trying to tell you. It was hitting.
It's never too late. I go right to Walmart.
Jazz is juicy chicken sandwiches.
Right.
Okay.
Shoot.
No, what was it? So, this all is an experiment.
Yeah.
So, you've essentially just been throwing different things against the wall and seeing where your talents lead you.
Oh, for sure. I'm still winging it.
Still winging it.
I'm still winging it.
Okay, so how much would you say you're certain in what you'll be doing next? Or how much is like, I'm just here and I'm open?
I'm here and I'm open. Something comes at me every day. It's something new. Mm-hmm. There's nothing where I'm like, okay, I have this in line and this is going to just last me forever. Like, no, I do the same thing. Auditions, you hope you get something new, you get brand deals. Like, there's something new every day, but by the grace of God, I have something that comes.
But I mean something brand new. Like, if you've done a brand deal, you've done a brand deal. If you've done an audition, you've done an audition.
Right.
I'm talking about like where somebody comes to you and they say, we want you to host an award show. And you're like, ooh, I ain't never done that before. No, I'm uncomfortable. Or you like, let's just see what happens.
I mean, I always have one of those. Like, for instance, with the BET, I just did a host in their show. That was something new that I did.
You're talking about the live on campuses, the HBCU stuff?
Okay. Yeah, so let me just do the plug. Excuse me. So I'm on a new BET show called We Own Homecoming. It is an 8-episode show where we went to different HBCUs during homecoming. What in the world? Doesn't that get picked up?
No, but it doesn't.
Oh,
matter.
Okay. Sorry. This loud tail air conditioner just went
on. We might as well just stop while I go do this real quick. Keep talking, though.
Oh, well, I'll just wait till you return.
And I'm back.
All right. So, yes, it is an 8-episode show.
No.
Where I go to HBCU, homecoming, and I hosted it.
You were coming on so strong before you were interrupted.
No, that was.
I want you to do the plug. Nah, you've been on camera. Hi, what's up, everybody? It's Love JJP. You know what I'm saying? Like, do that. That's how you know. You're like, so tell me I know on campus. Don't get drunk. Whatever. Don't get too drunk. This is the thing. I do my research.
At least
I
do your research.
I do it. Hit your shit, girl.
Really?
I'll beatbox again. Hit your shit.
So you just gonna put me on the
hit
spot?
Hit your shit.
What's up, you guys? It's Jasmine Love, and welcome to We Own Homecoming. I have a show on BET Facebook Watch where I have an 8-episode show of how I go to HBCUs during the homecoming and just figure out who has the best homecoming. Make sure you swipe up and check it out now.
You better get your swipe on.
You better put a swipe on that, mom.
Shoot. I liked it, man. That was awesome. So, how long did it take you to get that down?
What?
That.
I was gone for 6 weeks? So I had, by the first week, I was, hey, you guys, it's Jasmine Love, and welcome to We Own Homecoming. Oh, yeah.
So that leads me to my next question. Some people have an innate talent for, like, picking up a script, and then the words are in their brain after they read it twice. Some people sit there and read it over and over and over and over again, and it's partially coming to them. Mm-hmm. I used to be the latter, but through repetition, I've gotten stronger. And I have worked with you before on, you know, being prepared for an opportunity. How much would you say is just God given, I get it right away, and how much would you say is hard work?
Both. It's equal. I feel like I have a good memory, thank God. In some cases. Some cases
I can't remember. None of her homegirls.
I know, right? That's why I said sometimes. I have the worst memory. But when it comes to lines, I'm a visual. Like, okay. I can see lines.
Your short-term memory is strong.
Long-term?
It's out of there.
It's out of there.
You got to be really important for you to remember that person. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
So my short term is very good. Okay. So it's both. God willing, like good memory, short term. And then, I don't know, I could read a script, look at it a couple times, and then memorize it.
Okay.
So.
And so when the dust settles on your career, mm-hmm. right? Let's just say the end, because we don't know what you don't know where it's gonna where the wind's gonna blow you now,
right?
Right. Which is different than what I thought you got. I didn't think this was your get down. Like, I felt like maybe you reflected on goals every single day. Like, at night, you...
No, don't get me wrong. I have goals.
No, but I'm just saying, like, some people have them. They stick to them. And if it's outside of the what they wrote, they're like, I can't do it. They're like a horse with blinders on. And you're like, well, I'm open to it.
Oh, yeah. I'm
horse blinders. I'm like, if it's not in what I wrote down, then it's not on my path for me. But I can refer you to someone who that's perfect for. Mm. But that's me. And maybe you'll get there. I don't know. Or maybe you won't. Maybe this works.
But you know what? Not to cut you off, but I feel like if I just walk down an alley with my blinders on, I feel like there could be so many things open or hitting me that could open and expand to a bigger opportunity, that if I just look down this one road, something could hit me and I could be potentially rejecting that because my blinders are on.
That's very true. So I risk that.
Yeah.
It's a risk. But at the same time, I do assess each thing, and nothing has been worth a sidetrack of what my vision is already. Because I know where I want to end up, and I think I've already crafted the path it takes to get to that.
Okay.
Whereas you're like, I know where I want to get to, and I'm doing whatever the fuck to get there.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm going to ask you, when the dust settles, what's the finish line look like for you?
That's why I say I never know. My end goal, I love acting. So if you ask me what my end goal would be, yes, it would be acting. I want to be a, you know, huge actress, and that's everybody's goal. But I also want to be an actress. I want to be a host. I want to be a business owner. I want to be, I'll sell daggone sheets, makeup, hair care. Like, there's so many things I want to do that it's not just acting. Yes, I love acting. But
so you want to be an actor and you want to leverage your brand?
Yes.
Okay. So ideally, well, first off, I want to say that being the biggest actor in the world isn't everybody's dream. So a lot of people that
most people out here,
a lot of people out here are like, I want to be a director. Or I want to be, like, some people want to be behind the camera.
Yeah.
And so, one, dope. You're dope for having such an audacious dream to be like, I want to be the dope. You know what I'm saying? Some people just settle. Like, I'll just take a couple co-stars and guest stars and, you know, I'm the man in my streets. Some people are happy with that.
Yeah.
But you're saying you want higher, you got higher goal set. This is hypothetical, but what do these, like, some of your credits look like when the dust settles at the end of your career? What can we expect?
I mean, I can't tell you that. I don't know.
I know, but are you an award-winning actress?
Oh, okay. Well, if you ask that, yeah, for sure.
Award, of course.
Yeah, of course. I mean, when you say, what are you looking for? I mean, I don't. There's so many things I don't know, but that award.
So what I want to do now is the speech. Yep.
Okay.
You just won Best Actress in the World from the Complex Trophy Awards.
I just want to first thank God.
Okay, so we got God out of there.
For making all of this possible.
Okay.
I want to thank my family for being so supportive.
Mm.
I want to thank my team for believing in me. And I just want to thank the people out there that just love my work. And I appreciate you so much. And there will be so much more to come. Thank you. And walk the fuck off.
Got it. So you want to just do the generic one? You don't want to be like Uncle Andy?
No, I don't.
You know what I'm saying?
Because, you know, when you do that, there's going to be someone that's going to be like, oh, you forgot to say me.
Oh, so, don't trip. I know somebody who's not taking anybody up there with them at all.
Who?
Matthew Raymond says for his awards, he's going to go up alone, and he's not going to shout out nobody because he doesn't want to risk messing any of it up. Won't even bring his wife because Trey Songz might take her in 5 years.
Bro, you can't say my thing if I can't defend myself. I don't even have a mic. Go on.
Yeah, I can. That's part of the fun.
You can defend yourself at another time. Thank you guys and walk off. But I
agree with why you wouldn't take anybody out, because you, or why you wouldn't mention anybody specifically, because you don't want to forget nobody.
Right.
Nate can't understand that.
Only person specifically would be like, my baby. For believing in me, that would be it, specifically. Other than that, it's going to be parents, family, friends, supporters, God, baby, that's it.
All right, so I'm going to push you to delve further into your mind. And let's go deeper, like, that's so generic. There's nobody outside of parents, family, friends that have had an influence on you? There was no
team.
Okay, but what teacher, what principal, what community leader, what... member of Delta Sigma Theta or something
like
that.
Let me start by saying, when I was younger,
yeah,
I never grew up saying I wanted to be an actor. So I didn't take acting classes. I didn't, mm-hmm. you know, was a teacher that was so influential to me in an acting class or something. Like, it was nothing of that.
Okay.
It was something that I literally woke up one day, started doing sketches and writing out comedy, and it just went from there. So it's not like a person in particular that I should thank, or not should, but could thank.
Right. Okay.
So, yeah, it's kind of a boring answer, but... I mean, I'll be real with you. That's the real answer.
No, but who you are isn't boring. So, to me,
mm-hmm.
like, there's a beauty.
Mm-hmm.
There's a poise.
Thank you.
And there's a feistiness.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that come from? My stomach is growling like shit.
I know, right? You hungry?
Yeah, I'm hungry, but I shouldn't have had no water for that. Jesus Christ. I don't know. It's going to do it more. It's not that. Just ignore it.
Where did my feistiness come from? I feel like part of my mom and part of my dad, really.
Really?
Yeah. My mama feisty now.
What's she be doing? Tell me a mama feisty
My mama
story.
Is the sweetest but most feistiest woman ever. Like, she will clap back at you in a heartbeat.
What happened?
It could just be we in a store and...
No, I want a real one.
You know my long-term memory is horrible. I can't even think of something right now. That's how bad my memory is. And people think I'm really lying. But
No, I can attest to
yes,
that.
Yes, I'm so
and
serious.
You know, this is what I think. I think we have so many memories that and so much... We just do so much dope shit.
That's what it is.
That we try to remember the dopest stuff. So I'm sorry, Mama Jazz. You're not memorable.
Oh my God. I ain't say all that, y'all.
Yeah, you like how I do that?
I don't know. I don't know where that come from, but my memory
but
is
she's,
horrible.
She claps back.
But
she's
she
not about to just take
for
it.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, she clapped back for sure. So,
how?
But wait, sorry.
Yeah.
What you mean my feistiness?
That right there. Who the fuck gets feisty like, to question their feistiness? How the fuck? What do you mean I'm feisty?
What you mean I'm feisty?
That's such a feisty ass.
Whatever, man.
How did your parents meet?
They met at a party actually.
What?
Yeah, so they were. My dad was stationed in Texas because he was in the Army.
Oh, and this explains the bullshit. What? We'll talk about that next.
What bullshit?
Go ahead. So your dad was stationed in Texas.
All right, so they were stationed in Texas. They met at a party, yeah. And kind of like the rest is history. They met at a party, liked each other, went on a couple days, and started dating a couple years before they got married, and then had me, and then had my brother, and uh-huh. Yeah, they still married. Actually,
what?
Dang, it's their anniversary
today.
Yes,
call
today
them.
Is
call
their.
Right now.
You want me to call right now?
Yeah, on speakerphone. You want right. to sing to him?
No.
I'll be quiet. I could be like, happy anniversary to
it's
you.
It's the 32nd anniversary. I'm calling my dad.
You should talk first. First, it's a nigga voice singing.
Hello, Father. So listen, I'm on my friend Nate's podcast right now, and we're talking about you and Mom. And I forgot it was your anniversary today. Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to Jazz Daddy and Jazz Mama. Happy anniversary to you. Happy 32 years, sir. It's a long. He said it's a long.
Long, you
years.
Look, you expressed that long now a little too long.
What's the secret? How do you make it 32 years, man? What is the secret, Pop?
Well, you know, that you gotta get a little cocktail, and then get another cocktail. Sometimes you gotta get two cocktails and have two at one time—a cocktail and a beer.
And you know what's interesting is she has you saved as daddy, then a father emoji, and then a beer. That's how you're saved in the phone.
Nice Corona and a little shot of cognac.
Oh, there you go. You're a yak drinker. You smoke cigars?
No, I don't smoke. I smoke every now and then whenever we do some great things, but, you know, I'll smoke me one whenever, you know, we have to celebrate something.
Now, let me ask you a question real quick. Now, just a minute ago, before you were on the phone, she alluded to you being stationed in Texas where you met her mom. And then I said, well, That's where the BS started. And I just want to tell you, I'm not talking about the relationship. The BS I'm referring to, and I want you to defend,
what?
Is how you guys are Dallas Cowboys fans.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God, you jive turkeys.
I can tell you how she is because she's from Texas. How I am is because I'm from North Carolina, and I am older than a lot of, probably way twice as old as you.
Roger Staubach older, or Emmitt Smith old?
Yeah, Roger Staubach old. We don't have but 12 channels on the TV. We only going to see Dallas, Washington, Green Bay, or Pittsburgh. Those are the four teams you're going to see. We have cable. You know, so you get used to looking at football. Dallas is going to be on every week. Pittsburgh, Washington.
They didn't got no stuff.
When they started coming up like Atlanta and all them other teams, they didn't have a Carolina Panthers team when I grew up. So that's why I became a Dallas fan.
So in all honesty, you are a diehard Dallas Cowboy fan. That's the way you came up. That's the way you was raised. And Jazz sits here. She's not a real fan. She just likes them because you do.
She's a fan. You know why she's a fan?
Because there's food before the game.
Oh. I entertain her. I brought her to the American Team Stadium and let her go in and see what it was like to be a part of the American team. And so she said she was already number one in everything she do. She wanted to jump on the number one team.
Oh, so she's a Seahawks fan.
So she's not.
Oh.
Mind you, Dad, he's a huge Seahawks fan, so we always go back and forth.
Go Hawks.
So she happened to be a part of the original, the daughter of the original turkey man.
And if you guys haven't seen his turkey dance, it's hilarious. So
she is the daughter of the original Dallas Cowboy turkey man, Dan, and they only one of them in the whole United States.
Yeah, I got to see this dance.
You got it.
Is it on the gram?
No, I have it on my phone.
Yeah, show me after this. Right. I need to see this.
All right, Pop. Well, yeah. I just wanted to say happy anniversary. I'm going to give you a call back later.
All right, dear. Have a great one.
All right. Love you, too. Bye. Bye. So to explain the turkey dance, we go to the tailgates all the time, and before the game, he will get an actual live turkey. And do like a turkey
live
dance.
Turkey
or? Not live. Oh, Lord, Jesus.
I'm like, wait a minute. This we don't call pimp.
I did say live turkey.
Your dad.
You know what I meant.
So hey, he gets a cooked turkey?
An uncooked turkey.
A raw one?
A raw turkey.
Okay.
And let me go to my videos. Whatever.
I don't know.
A raw turkey. And he'll literally do like a dance. And everybody's standing around and it's entertaining. So,
what's it look like?
I'm going to show you.
No, don't show. You do it. You're a Cowboys fan because
of
it. I can't
do it. He just gets the turkey and like does
it. Oh, he's holding it?
Yeah, he does like a whole.
What's his body doing? Look, man, I want to know how the turkey
dance. I don't know. He just do a little. Look, let me just show you. Y'all ain't about to put me on the spot. No, y'all ain't about to put me on the spot.
Look at that. We have a pillow.
Y'all ain't about to put me on the spot. He do like this. Hey,
that's it?
Yeah, he like goes around. I'm going to show you because y'all ain't about to play me.
What do his legs be doing? I just want to know what the turkey dance is. Shoot. You find that, and I just want to talk. I just want to say, man, shout out to Pops for being the type of personality that you can hear smiling over the phone. And as for the people who are watching this and like, how is she the way she is? It's a testament to how she was raised. Like, you could tell her daddy were good people just off talking for 20 seconds.
Yeah.
She had a daddy. That's first.
Oh, damn.
A lot of people, you can't take that for granted. I had a daddy, yeah. So and Matt got a daddy. Like, this is a triple. We all got that. Father's Day is a celebration around our households. We can't take that for granted.
That's true.
He's a part of who you are.
Yeah.
Let me see this turkey dance. I can't see none of that. You got your Mind Your Business screen on.
I sure do.
This is him crawling on the ground? Oh, my God. You guys are serious Cowboys fans.
Dang, where is it?
You don't even know why you're who's your backup running back?
First of all, this is what you're not gonna do. Y'all ain't about to quiz me. I'm a Cowboys fan because my father is a Cowboys fan.
Okay, is there any reason that the oh my God. Let me see this.
My phone was blurry that day. Oh, here.
You got the orientation locked?
Mm-hmm. I'm at the stadium, so you can
put it over there? Yeah. All right, well, I'll hold this while we... Go, turkey man, go! Ceremony at the wedding when the guy goes against the garter belt.
Mind you, he does this every year. I have videos from like 2013 of him doing
Turkey
it.
Man.
Yeah.
Turkey Man. He gonna drop it in some hot oil or something next?
He puts it on the grill.
He pulled the wings out. Oh.
Mind you, it got an outfit on it.
I see. Is that pants?
It was like a...
That's a little hat?
Yeah, something like that.
He got the breakdance music going.
I don't even know. So I don't know how this got started.
He's a chef.
No.
Let's take a look. This is crazy. Oh, my God. That's enough, Jazz. That's incredible. What do you mean? Oh, that's it? Just tell me what happens after that moment.
Because he usually goes in the roll. He'll go out in the roll, in the middle of the roll.
How long is it? How long is
it? It's just like 5 minutes.
Mm-mm. So, that was 5 minutes.
No, this was 2 minutes.
Oh, so there's 3 more minutes of him in the street, Turkey Man going?
Yeah, well, maybe like another 2 more minutes. He out on the road. Doing
what's your daddy name?
Michael.
Michael. Shout out to Michael, man. What's your mom do during that time? Now, let me preface this with this, right? Like, so my dad is a character as well, mm-hmm. right? Like, he's the life of the party. He's not doing Turkey Man dances, but he will jump rope randomly.
Like?
He's the jump rope king.
Oh.
Okay, so my dad is literally the fastest, oldest jump roper in America. And he went on the Steve
Harvey
show.
You have any video
show.
There? I want to see
he
it.
Went on the Steve Harvey show and actually like...
Really?
Yeah.
You ain't got no video there?
Not that I can pull up. But he's incredible.
Son.
He speed ropes. I mean, I would show you, but we're filming on the...
Oh, but I just showed you. Turkey dance.
I don't have... Let me see your phone on YouTube and I'll go to my dad jump roping. She'd be like, you gonna show me something. But I'm saying, so usually while my dad is clowning, my mom is off to the side like, this nigga.
Oh, that's my mama.
Okay, see?
My mom is just like.
And so then when you act up, she like, come get your daughter, Turkey Man.
That's why I say I have a little bit of both of them. Like, when it comes to being the life of the party, I get that from my dad. And then the part, that feistiness is more my mom. But like I said, I still get it from my dad.
Where do you get your street smarts?
I think my dad. Still kind of both, though. I'm still going to give both of them credit. Both of them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, this is one of those robot videos. It was Steve Harvey's Little Big Shots that he did it on.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You know the show where they brought the genius kids out?
Yeah.
So they did a show for old people.
And when was this? How many years ago?
2 years ago? Anyway, here he is at the state capitol in Washington. 6 years ago, he was 70.
Okay, Daddy. Jackson?
Yeah. He's challenging the world. Bring him up here or we'll have a shootout.
You a junior?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
This is at 70 years old. And he'll do this in a bank. He'll do this. He don't care.
Dang.
Yeah, he's no... You hear the rope?
Yeah.
Let me tell you how much I used to get my ass whooped.
I believe that.
That rope is a familiar... I'm clenched now. I ain't let go. I heard the two swish, swish, swoosh, and I got like, oh, shit. I'm going to be home on time next time.
Oh, my God. You didn't ever get into jump roping?
I can jump. I can. Mm. I'm just fat, Jazz. I don't know if you noticed. That's my 2020 resolution. I'm going to drop me some weight. I got to leave your chicken sandwiches alone.
Whatever.
But,
whatever
no, my
happens,
like,
we was going to the gym. You remember?
You happened. We was going all the time. And you were like, oh, I can't. I got to. I'm traveling. I got to this. I'm a stand-up comic now.
Oh, whatever.
Segway. So you're doing stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
And you have a clip that is currently at 372,000 views on Instagram mm-hmm. from a recent stand-up performance at Morty's Comedy Club in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Come on now.
Okay, now I'm personally invested in your success on stage.
Yes.
Because you asked me to help you get your stand-up right.
Yes.
And so, and I don't like sharing, like, when I, like, if I help somebody, I'll be like, oh, I helped them or whatever. But I don't. I try not to toot the horn to the point where people are like, he trying to say she on because of him.
Oh, it ain't no, that.
You were like, look, I respect what you do on stage. Give me some pointers.
Yeah, because think about it, that was my very first time being on stage.
Shout out
I was
to Billy
like,
Sorrells for being like, listen,
yes,
come with me to Indianapolis.
Yeah.
You were like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I didn't know what I was doing. I was scared, and I was like, well, dang.
Man, let me tell you guys something. So we go over the, like, we go over what she's willing to talk about, right? Because she's shy. And so shy people have to pick what things they feel comfortable with sharing.
It's true.
And I want her to win on stage. So I'm like, what are the categories? Like,
is because I ain't going to talk about anything.
Right. She's not about to be up there, my man, this, my man. It's not going to be. It's not going to happen.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But she said she wanted to talk about a hypothetical guy moving. This wasn't even a real situation. Like, I was in the shower and he pooping. Like, ugh. And I was like, okay, we can work with that.
Yeah.
So we work on that and we get a set ready. We get her 5 minutes to go to Indianapolis to open up the show and do it. And she sends me the video from it. This motherfucker freestyled.
I did. Because that situation really did happen.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to ask you. So when you said, so basically she said that, and I'll put the clip in here too.
Okay.
Right? So that happened?
Yeah. That literally happened on the way there. I dropped my phone on the plane, and I went to the bathroom, and I was like, oh, snap, look for my phone. Mind you, I had a quick connection, so I had like an hour layover.
Oh, you didn't have no time.
I had no time. I almost, when I tell you this close, I almost missed that flight, because had I not seen that girl and seen her, she had my phone, I would have had to get on that flight with no phone.
Right.
But the flight attendant, she said she didn't see no phone. I did the Find My iPhone, and I literally heard the phone beeping. Yeah, and the girl, that was a true story.
Where was the phone at on her?
Oh, I don't know. I guess maybe it was in her purse. It had to be in her purse or something because I heard it. And then by the time she came up, when I went over there, I was like, excuse me, do you have...
She had it out by then.
Yeah, she really didn't speak English. Mm. I don't know what she was, but she was like, I don't know English. I'm just sitting here like...
She was about to speak.
That feistiness was... Yeah, you're right.
She was about to be speaking.
So she ended up giving me the phone back after I was like... I didn't cuss her out too, but I really wanted to fight that lady. And she was a grown lady. She wasn't no kid. She was a grown lady.
Let me ask you something, right? Because I do believe we are the sum of our experiences. And you're feisty.
Mm-hmm.
And you're beautiful, mm-hmm. which I've said before.
Thank
but
you.
That gets you, just being beautiful can get you into situations where you're like, how is this happening?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Being feisty can get you into situations where you're like, I'm why this is happening.
Right.
And I want to know, when's the last time shit popped off?
For me, shout out to my best friend Courtney. It was
Courtney.
At CIAA, maybe 2000 and. Ooh.
Now don't incriminate yourself. Shit, you.
It's been some years.
It's 2020.
2000 and something.
Okay.
And me and my friends went out to, I'm not going to get the whole story, but that was the last time that
That's
something
how you do it.
Went. Yeah. I ain't going to get the whole story, but that was the last time that I had some crazy stuff.
It was a one-on-one or it was?
It was 2-on-2. Okay. But, okay.
That's
look,
enough.
No,
that's
no
all
we're not going to get into that. I am a Christian woman. Okay.
You just told a story from over a decade ago about how you had to put the paws on somebody. That's okay, Jazz.
And I'm a changed woman.
Well, what happened that you changed? Because I thought when you told it was a 2-on-2, okay, so these girls started it with y'all and you had mm-hmm. to defend yourself. That's
right.
What I gave you the benefit of the doubt.
There you go.
Now you're like, I killed two women in the end, I'm changed. Like, dang. So,
no, it
okay,
yeah.
So you say you've changed. How
yeah.
have you changed? How has LA grown you up? How have you, and that's, we're going back deep again. How
okay.
have you evolved as one, a person?
Mm-hmm.
Two, a black woman,
mm-hmm.
and then three, a creator.
So one, I can say off top, I don't put myself in situations like I used to. Because, you know, you're younger, you go out, you party, you want to be in the mix of everything. I don't do that anymore. I'm very, like, to stay at home, watch a movie, chill, eat, and go to bed.
Okay.
So that's one situation. I don't put myself out there like that. As a woman, I just move smarter. I guess that goes back to the first one. I just move smarter. I, once again, don't put myself in situations where I know stuff could pop off at.
Mm-hmm.
And as a creator, I have more patience. Because when I first started, I wanted everything to just pop off right then and there. And I would get upset when it wouldn't. So now I have told myself, like, it's going to happen. You just have to give yourself time and be patient. So I've grown a lot of patience from when I first started.
That's dope. Yeah. So I want you to tell them, as if they don't know where to find you, where to find you, what to look out for next. And if you have anything else you wanted to plug.
Yes. My name is Jasmine Love. You can find me online, LUV_JJP. Yeah, I know that didn't really rhyme, but that's not the point, because that is mine. Or follow me on Facebook at Jasmine Love, LUV. Yeah. And also follow me on YouTube. It is under Jasmine Love, you knew. Also, you can get me on my couple channel under Love and Slim. That's my man.
Ooh. Hey, shout out to the turkey dance. Love JJP. And that's a wrap.
That's a wrap.